Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Monday, July 26th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Went into the office today, had the exam by Dr. Mike O'Neill, the cleaning by Cassie, everything checked out, no cavities, no oral cancer. Nice. They do an oral cancer screening every single exam that they do. And I'll tell you this, Dr. Mike O'Neill has saved lives with those oral cancer screenings. All right, punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. News out of Colts training camp today. Chris Ballard, general manager of the Colts, he spoke to the media. Frank Reich, a positive COVID test. He is going to be away from the training camp facility at least until this coming Monday. So there you go. Fully vaccinated, but a breakthrough case of COVID. And so Frank Reich's not going to be around. Bubba Ventrone is going to take some of the responsibilities, but Frank Reich will be a part of meetings and he'll monitor things via Zoom. And so this is not seen as anything but a minor inconvenience. He hadn't been around people. And so they don't think that it will have spread or he'll be a spread point about COVID. Chris Ballard spoke a lot about COVID earlier today. Here are some of his thoughts.
I don't want this to turn out to be a negative in terms of people running away from getting vaccinated because it's still critical. And I think with Frank testing positive and getting COVID and having no symptoms, it shows it works. I mean, that's one of the positives. We don't know the variant yet. We're still, you know, waiting on the results of the variant. That will be interesting to see. But it shows it works. And, you know, it's a shame in our country right now that we've politicized something that is good and that's going to help the entire country. But it's where we're at. And we've just got to continue to push forward, you know, with this. I'm not going to give you a timeline on when he's going to be back. You know, our protocols are pretty similar. But we're going to be careful. We're going to be safe. And, you know, when he's back, he's back. But the good news is he doesn't have any symptoms. He's feeling good. And, you know, when you hear some of the stories about people who are not vaccinated and who are getting sick, the difference is dramatic, you know, between the two. So we keep moving forward. It sucks. He's going to miss the first, you know, I think the earliest he can be back is Monday, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe sooner, depending on, you know, tests that he takes. But you can still test positive for up to 90 days. I mean, that's something we've seen when you get COVID. And I think one of the biggest problems we have right now, and this is not just the NFL, but this as a country, like when you force somebody to do something, there's an automatic guard that comes up that, you know, they're going to look for the opposite side of it. So I think as, you know, as people get more educated, they get more comfortable, they start seeing that, I mean, I don't know, what's the total now in our country vaccinated? Over 150 million, you know? I mean, you know, as they start to see the research and the data come back, they make an educated decision to decide which way they want to go. I mean, I've read a couple things here, and like we all are, but I think it was, I thought Jerry Hughes in Buffalo made a good point. So we've got the best of the best, smartest of the smartest who have created this. You know, we have all these people vaccinated, you know. You know, at some point, we've got to have faith and trust.
Let's hear what Chris Ballard had to say about Carson Wentz and the quarterback position, the nervousness potentially about the quarterback position if a starting quarterback has not been vaccinated.
Would it be any different if he was vaccinated and got it? Would be my shot back.
It's shorter, right? If you're vaccinated?
Well, it might be a little shorter, but you don't know. I mean, we're still going to follow the protocols and do the right thing. So does that really make that much of a difference? I don't know. I know this, if, you know, our guys that aren't vaccinated, they'll be careful. They'll be safe. You know, they'll social distance, they'll wear masks. There's consequences if they don't, you know. But I trust our guys are good. Of course there was normal. Last year's, we were all getting used to it, but once we got into it now, people followed the protocols because they knew the consequences at stake.
Ballard also told us that Darius Leonard has had an ankle procedure. He's going to miss the first part of camp. Then he gave us this update on Eric Fisher, the starting left tackle, and how he's recovering from his Achilles surgery.
He's doing good. His rehab's on target. We'll see. You know, Eric's very prideful. He's a really good vet. It's been a big change for him. I mean, you're in one spot for so long. And now you're making, first time he's really had to make a change, you know, change a city. He's a new dad, you know, all those changes. But physically he's doing well. So we'll see. I mean, Eric's prideful. Eric doesn't miss a lot. So he's prideful. We'll see. I'm not going to put a timeline on when he's going to be back, but he'll be back.
No setbacks at all?
No, not at all.
And Chris Ballard was asked about position battles.
Well, look, defensive line, you know, defensive end, backup defensive tackle. There's going to be some good battles there. Offensive line, the depth, the left tackle spot, you know, especially when Fisher's not here, you know, who's going to be the guy. I think there'll be some interesting battles at wideout, more than I think people realize. We got some good young players. It'd be fun to be good for everybody to be able to see some this young talented group we have.
Two more.
The kicker was important to bring in competition for Rodney.
Yeah, Rod had a great year last year, but iron sharpens iron, and Eddie's talented. Eddie Pinheiro's very talented, so that'll be fun to watch. I think they'll make each other better.
Ballard was also asked about the positional hierarchy in terms of budgeting. Do the Colts plan to pay people at certain positions more than others? He dodged this question very, very artfully. He might be wasting his verbal abilities in this position. He might want to become a U.S. Senator.
You're never going to regret playing a great player. I mean, I don't give a crap what position it is.
All right, that's it from Chris Ballard. Couple of days, practice is going to start. Get your tickets. It's going to be awesome. They're going to be cracking pads out here, getting prepared for the 2021 season. Are there positional battles that we're looking forward to? The backup left tackle position, that's going to be interesting. Tight end, I think, is going to be a little bit interesting. Going to be interesting to see how Marlon Mack looks, whether he's as explosive as he was prior to his Achilles tear a year ago. The kicker position, that's going to be interesting. Wide receiver, I'm going to take Chris Ballard at his word. The wide receiver position, if you got positional battles for the roster, you know what? That's a good thing for the Colts because it shows that the bottom of the roster is looking to compete with the top of the roster, and the top of the roster isn't all that great at the wide receiver position. We'll see if Michael Pittman Jr. can take a leap from what he was as a rookie to what he needs to be in order to validate his draft position at 33 overall. Michael Pittman Jr. is kind of a linchpin to how this offense is going to operate. That's going to be interesting to watch. Michael Pittman Jr., if you haven't watched his Instagram feed, also on YouTube, really, really interesting, really, really kind of transparently looks at the life of an NFL receiver. I dig it. It's fun. I think the other linebacker, right, you've got Okereke in the middle. You've got Leonard at one of the outside spots. Who's going to play the other outside spot? Not that it matters necessarily. You know what? They've got depth at that position, and they play nickel more often than they do anything else. Go about 70% nickel. So it's going to be interesting, though, to see if it's Zaire Franklin or Matt Adams or EJ Speed, who is going to be the other linebacker. We had Okereke out there while Anthony Walker was in the middle. Now Okereke's moving to the middle. We'll see what happens at that other outside spot. That's going to be interesting. Breakfast with Kent tomorrow. I cannot wait to talk to you about the Colts and all other things. This is going to be a fun camp. We got the NBA draft coming up Thursday. Can't wait for that. News finally starting to churn. The Major League trade deadline coming up on the 30th. That's going to be fascinating to see what the Chicago Cubs do. Are the White Sox going to be buyers? What are the Reds going to do? The Reds, not really that far separate from the Brewers. What are they, about seven back? The Reds could become buyers. Once they get Castellanos back off the IL, they become a much more dynamic offense. We'll see what the Reds do. Anyway, we'll talk about it all tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to you then. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.